She didn't go to a psychiatrist. She's got a demon-possessed child, and she knows demons can't be medicated or domesticated. They can only be cast out. This woman knows where to go. She goes to Jesus.
Welcome to Treasure Truth with Pastor and author James Ford Jr., Senior Pastor of the Christ Bible Church in Chicago. I'm Steve Hiller. Glad that you're with us today as we begin a new message. It's called The Audacity of Faith. And Pastor, it sounds like right out of the gate, we're going with some pretty meaty topics here. Demon possession and where do you go when that happens? And obviously, we go to Jesus, but why him?
Well, because he's the answer. One person put it this way, no matter what your question is, Jesus Christ is the answer.
Yeah.
And John put it succinctly. He said, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, woman, boy, or girl comes to the Father but by me. And so, you know, Jesus is no general practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a great physician and he specializes. So you could walk down the roll in Scripture. There was a woman with an issue of blood, and to her, Jesus became a hematologist. That's
yeah.
a blood specialist. You know, you had a child that was sick, needed a pediatrist, and Jesus Christ became a specialist. He became a pediatrist. A lame man, he became an orthopedic doctor, you
yeah.
see, and so on and on. Whatever you need, he specializes, and that's why you always go to him. As a matter of fact, you know, he has over 700 designations in Scripture. That's mm-hmm. over 700 names, but each one of them gives us a particular characterization of Christ and what he's able to do. So if you need peace, he's Jehovah Shalom.
Yeah.
If you need righteousness, he's Jehovah Tsikkenu. If you need a provision, he's Jehovah. So you see where I'm going, Steve.
Yep, absolutely.
He specializes. So whatever you need. And I like what he did. Here's what he did. He said, I am. That I am. Now, wait a minute. I learned right here at Moody when I matriculated in English 101 that if you have a pronoun in the verb to be, you need a predicate nominative. And so the predicate nominative describes the noun or the pronoun. Jesus left that out. Why? Because if you give him a predicate nominative, you limit him. So I am. Put your own predicate nominative. I am the bread of life, the water of life, whatever you need.
Yeah.
That's who I am. Wow.
So you talk about the names of Jesus, the designations of Jesus, depending on what we need in that moment. Obviously, this woman is bringing a demon-possessed child. Who did Jesus need to be then?
He needed to be the Lord of glory to cast out those demons. That's all he needed to be.
Yeah.
That, you know, demons recognized who he was. And you remember? The demons that were in that man, the demoniac of the Gadarenes.
Right.
And they said, well, send us into those halls.
The pigs, right, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I call it? The first case of hogicide. Because they all jumped off the cliff.
Yeah, they absolutely did. Well, no story quite like that today. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in Matthew 15. And as we do, Pastor, we actually get started talking about a former NFL running back.
Yes, Eddie George.
All right, well, let's dive right into the middle of the story about Eddie George.
Running back for the Tennessee Titans, was getting ready to sign with the Tennessee Titans in 1996. His mother, who was a flight attendant for TWA, Trans World Airlines, now assimilated by, I don't remember which airline, but is not around anymore. And she had been with her son his entire football career. She was scheduled to be on flight 800 from New York to Paris, France. But it was leaving the same day that her son was signing for Tennessee. She had a decision to make. She had been there through all of his football career, all of his major accomplishments. And so she told her employer, you know what? I have a commitment that's greater than my commitment to you. I need to be with my son. And so she stepped out, and you know, this last minute, all that kind of stuff. And she says, look, I believe in Jesus Christ. And my faith is what I'm passing on to my son. This is a part of it. And so I can't be on that flight. Well, those of you who read the papers back then know what happened. Flight 800 crashed. And everyone was killed. That this mother's commitment to her child and her faith that kept her committed to her child saved her life. It's amazing because when you look at it, she had a radical faith. She had a faith that was audacious. That's why I called this when we taught it a Bible study, the audacity of faith when just the crumbs will do. Go ahead, look at your neighbor and say, sometimes the crumbs will do. Go ahead, look at your neighbor, tell him. Yeah, sometimes the crumb will do. Webster defines audacity as audare, to be bold, courageous, daring, fearless, not restrained by sense of shame or propriety, a brazen boldness. See, when somebody is audacious, they'll not let anything stop them from accomplishing what they want. So it was with Eddie George's mother. And so it is with the woman in this text in Matthew chapter 15. She has an audacious faith and a faith that does not allow anything to stop her from coming to Jesus Christ to get deliverance for her child. When you begin to look at this text, you learn this theme. An audacious faith will overcome every barrier that keeps them from receiving a blessing from the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, what are the barriers? There's four. I'm going to drop them. I'm not going to push them. And I want you to see everything that was an effort to stop her, she pushed past it because she wanted even the crumbs from the table. So notice, first of all, the first barrier to this woman getting her child to Jesus was separation. Listen to what it says. Verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. Separation. I want you to see all the stuff that's working against her to stop her. Let me ask you a question. Do you make excuses or do you make adjustments? Because this woman is about to make some adjustments. I think I told you about it before, but I think it bears sharing again. Anybody remember what Beethoven did to finish his Ninth Symphony when he went deaf? What'd he do?
Bang on the piano and put his ears to the floor to get the waves.
Did you hear what that young man said? You a musician? Kind of. Okay. Because usually only you musicians know that kind of stuff. Yeah, but he went deaf when he was writing the Ninth Symphony. Anybody ever heard the Ninth Symphony? Oh, okay, all right. It's pretty good, isn't it? For a deaf man. So what he did was, say it nice and loud again. Stand up, say it nice and loud.
So he banged on the piano. He put his ear to the floor and heard the vibrations. And that's how he put the symphony together without actually hearing the sound.
Amen. Yeah, what do? Do you make adjustments or do you make excuses? This woman made adjustments. And so Beethoven cut the legs off the piano, put it flat on the floor, put his face on the floor so he could hear the music. And even though he couldn't hear it, he could feel the vibrations and write the notes and finish the Ninth Symphony. What do when things get in your way? Do you have a faith like this woman? Her child is demon-possessed, and she says, there's some things that separate us, but I'm not going to allow that to do it. So here's what it says. It says, Jesus left the coast of Tyre and Sidon. Now, here's what he did. Because from Galilee, where he left, Tyre and Sidon are 30 and 50 miles, respectfully, from Galilee. Tyre and Sidon was the personification of wickedness. As a matter of fact, their motto was, what happens in Tyre and Sidon stays in Tyre and Sidon. And so the land was filled with immorality and idolatry. It was Gentile territory. And remember what the Jews pray? I remember what the Jews pray. Just raise your hand. I ain't gonna call on you. Every morning at the morning oblation, even though, here's what they pray. Thank God I'm not a slave. Thank God I'm not a woman. Thank God I'm not a Gentile. Thank God I'm not a Samaritan. May they all go to Sheol. And so listen, anybody of Jewish descent here, let me see your hand. If you're of Jewish descent, okay, just one. Well, that means then all the rest of us are Gentiles. Amen. And so what happens here? Jews wouldn't talk or eat with a Gentile. They had what was called mikvah. Say it, mikvah. Now ask me, what is a mikvah? Glad you asked. You ask intelligent questions. A mikvah was a basin of water that was reserved for Jews who had shaken the hands of Gentiles. So then you would wash ceremonially because shaking hands with a Gentile defiled you and you wouldn't be able to go into the temple to worship. In other words, shaking an unbeliever's hands could keep you from coming to church. Now, I think that's pretty good because y'all don't be shaking Gentiles' hands and still don't be coming to church. And so what happens here? She's not named, but she comes from Tyre and Sidon, the very worst of the Gentile area. She's not named, and so she could say, I'm every woman. In other words, it's like God said, I'm not going to tell you her name because you may have an issue that's similar to hers, and I want you to be able to put your name in her situation.
You're listening to Treasure Truth with Pastor Ford, a message called The Audacity of Faith, and we'll get back to that in just a moment. But you know what Pastor Ford was just talking about? Have you ever done that? Taken your name and put that in Scripture, whether it's been some of the promises of Scripture or some of the warnings, and really taken the Bible and applied it to your life. Really powerful when you do that. And maybe as you've been listening to Pastor Ford's teaching, God has used it in a powerful way in your life. Maybe it's helped you with something specific like getting your finances under control, or helped save your marriage, or understand the gospel for the first time and begin a relationship with Jesus. And we'd love to know your story. You can visit the contact page of our website. Let us know how God has used this program to bless your life. Just come to our website. It is treasuretruthradio.org. Click on the contact link, and you can leave us your note that way. And we'll make sure Pastor Ford sees that. So encouraging to hear your story. Again, that's treasuretruthradio.org. And click on the contact link. Back to the message. Here's Pastor Ford.
Now, as far as we know, she's a single mother with one child. Now, she may not be a widow, according to Luke 7, 11, and 12. She has a problem, and she comes to Jesus. I like it. It's like she's saying, I may not have a man, but I do have the man. And the man can do for me what a man can't do. See, a man gave me this child, but it's going to take the man to save this child. See, a man can give them supplies, but only this man can give them salvation. A man can make them comfortable on earth, but only the man can take them to heaven. A man can be good to them in time, but only the man. Yeah, y'all ain't going to pray with me this morning, I tell you. Only the man can love them for all eternity. This woman knows where to go. She doesn't go to a big daddy. She doesn't go to a sugar daddy. She goes to Jesus. She didn't go to a psychiatrist. She's got a demon-possessed child, and she knows demons can't be medicated or domesticated. They can only be cast out. They can't be psychoanalyzed. And so even though Dr. Phil shaved his mustache, he couldn't do it, and Oprah can't do it either. She's a demon-possessed child. So how do I deal with it? Some of us can relate to that, can't we? Now, our kids may not be literally demon-possessed, but some of them act like it. Okay, I'll just leave you alone. And so what's going? She's going to the Lord. And she's saying to herself, the Lord will make a way somehow. And notice the barriers. Here it is. What's the barriers? There's the barrier of separation. There is the gender barrier. She's a woman. There's the Gentile barrier. There's the geographical barrier. She crosses and overcomes all the barriers with the God eraser and audacious faith. Because she says, even the crumbs will do. You know, she didn't have time for tradition, did she? And protocol. Listen to what it says. She went to Jesus based on these two things. Humiliation and identification. What do you mean by that? She says, Lord, have mercy on me, son of David. Wow, that's powerful truth. I can't pass that down. Have mercy. Have mercy. Here's what she did. She took her negatives and made them positives by asking him for mercy. What's mercy? Somebody holler it out. What's mercy? Mercy is when God gives us what we do not deserve. Anybody ever had mercy? Oh, okay. Amen. All y'all out there, huh? So she took the things that were against her and made them work for her. How'd she do it? She said, Jesus, I need mercy, Jesus. I've said some things I shouldn't have said. I need mercy. I've done some things I shouldn't have done. I need mercy. I've been some places I shouldn't have been. I need mercy. I don't deserve to be in your presence. I need mercy. I don't deserve the blessing I seek. I need mercy. I need mercy. I need mercy. Is there anybody that understands that you only come to God based on the mercy that God does not give us what we do deserve? We deserve to bust hell wide open. And this woman says, look, I ain't looking for anything before I ask for mercy, because mercy becomes the bridge that guides me over to what I'm asking for you. Mercy. His mercies are new. Aren't you glad? You didn't wake up to old mercy this morning. It's new. Because you don't know what you're going to face today. But I guarantee you, mercy going to be waiting on you. Yeah, mercy going to be waiting on you. Yeah, he always gives me what I don't deserve. I don't know about you. Amen. I got a wife I don't deserve. Yeah, I got children I don't deserve. I got a congregation I don't deserve. And some of you said amen to that. You ain't said amen. Oh, yeah, you said amen to that. I'm here not based on merit. I'm here based on mercy. Yeah, the separation. The gap is bridged when you bridge it with mercy. All those things that separated, the gender barrier, geographical barrier, the Gentile barrier, all of them were crossed by mercy. But then not just humiliation, notice identification. This woman, wait, listen to this. Oh Lord, thou son of David. See, y'all missed that. This is a Gentile. And what she say? She called him Kurios. But look at this, look at this. This is a Gentile woman, isn't she? Does she know Jewish thought and all of that? You know what? This is a bad sister here. This mother is something else. You say, what are you talking about? She calls him Kurios, Lord, son of David. Here it is. This is what we call the hypostatic union, huh? You know what it is, Christ Bible. You've been here long enough to know that Jesus is the God-man. And so she understands some sound theology. Notice what she calls him. Lord, that's his deity. Son of David, that's his humanity. Lord, he had no beginning. Son of David, he began to be. Lord, he's infinite. Son of David, he's an infant. Lord, his event in eternity. Son of David, his advent in time. Lord, he could not die. Son of David, he came to die. Lord is his exaltation. Son of David is his humiliation. Lord, he's immutable. Son of David, he grew in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God, with man. And son of David, in his humanity, he slept
in the storm on a boat. But as Lord, he got up and calmed the storm and the sea and said, peace be still. And they added an adjective. They were afraid of the storm. But it says when they found out he could control the storm, great fear came on them. I ain't going to say it. You know I always say it, but this time I'm not going to say it. Because they said, what manner of man is this? And usually I say, they said what my wife said when she first saw me, had to have me beg me to marry. What manner of man is this? But I'm not going to say that today. And so this woman is a believer. See, think about the mothers and the women in the Bible. It ain't changed today. Now, I'm glad. What are you glad about? I want to show you something. All the men in this place, stand up. Stand up. All the men, stand up. You see this? There's as many men in here, maybe more, than there are women. Amen. Amen. So when somebody talk about, you know, women run the church and all that, not at Christ Bible. At Christ Bible, we almost have as many men as we need to put that out because we could grow the church. Because they be leaving the mother church. There's men over there. All right, all the married men, sit down. All the single men, stand up. Okay, so they'll know who's available and who's not. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm killing myself up here. Anna. And so think about the woman. Here was the woman, John chapter 4. She was shacking, and she went, broke through that barrier. Rahab, she had the best little whole house in Jericho and broke through and became in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. The woman with the issue of blood broke through, touched the hem of his garment. Jesus said, who touched me? The disciples said, everybody touching you. No! Somebody touched me with an audacious faith. Somebody touched me, and healing virtue went out of my body. I know faith when it touches me. Yeah, Abigail, who had that crazy idiot of a husband. Yeah, 14 words for fool, and he was the worst one, Nabal. It means an insolent, moral, fool. And then the lady in 2 Kings chapter 14, they're going to garnish her children, broke through the barrier. And then Leah, and then Naomi, and then Ruth, and then Esther, and they all broke through to touch God.
You're listening to Treasured Truth with Pastor Ford, and part of a message called The Audacity of Faith. You know, it's so encouraging to look at how God works through these different characters in the Bible, and we're going to continue that next time. Hope you'll make it a point to tune in. Hey, I want to let you know, if you ever miss a program, you can always be listening online. Just come to treasuredtruthradio.org. You can stream the programs or download an MP3 for free. You can also listen if you have the Moody Radio app. It's free, and we'll link you to it when you come to our website, treasuredtruthradio.org, or you can find it by simply going to your favorite app store and searching for Moody Radio. You know, I want to let you know that we're listener-supported, and that is exactly what it sounds like. We depend on your giving. It's your generosity that allows this program to continue on this station. So if you're regularly tuning in and listening to Pastor Ford's teaching and you've never given a gift before, I want to encourage you to do so today. Or maybe you have given a gift before, but it's been a while. Would you come to our website? It's treasuredtruthradio.org, and you can click on the donate button. There you can give a one-time gift or an ongoing monthly gift. Again, come to treasuredtruthradio.org and click on donate. Well, thanks for doing that and for listening today. Thanks also to our producers, Amy Rios and Ryan McConaughey. For Pastor Ford, I'm Steve Hiller. Treasured Truth is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.